If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with David Livingston, Hotel Mars, Episode N. We're speaking with the astronomer, Patrick Sophia Lukofka. Patrick's just explained to us the different kinds of trans-Neptunian objects that need to be explained in some fashion. Some are a severe inclination to the solar plane. Some are independent of Neptune. Some are in resonance with the four large planets, Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus, and Neptune. And some are independent in a fashion that is odd. What are they resonating with? David, you have a question.
Since these are objects, is it possible that the James Webb or Hubble can spot them if you know where to look?
That's a good question. This question is related to what should they do in order to validate this hypothesis. So there are two ways. One is, of course, to observe directly, to find this hypothetical Earth mass planet.
You think one planet or two? I'm sorry, I'm confused. You're looking for one planet?
One. We just consider one hypothetical planet.
Please continue.
Yes. And the second approach is to try to find new trans-Neptunian objects with extremely peculiar orbits that we predict to exist because of the perturbations of this hypothetical planet. So in that case, honestly, I'm not an observer, so I'm not sure how James Webb telescope could help. But I can say that in order to find these new trans-Neptunian objects, which would lead to an indirect confirmation of the presence of this planet, we should observe very slow-moving objects, in other words, very distant from Neptune perspective, and also highly inclined objects. So we should look at this, trying to find more of these populations in order to first have indirect evidence of this planet. So basically, large-scale surveys would be needed. So I'm not sure if the James Webb telescope would be able to do that. I guess I presume that the field of view is not so large to perform such a large-scale survey, but that's what I can say at the moment.
And do you give this hypothetical planet a name? Is it Planet Nine had a name? Does your planet have a name?
I named just Kuiper Belt Planet. It's not very creative, but it's a way to make it clear that this is not a Planet Nine planet. So we are looking here at an object which is similar to Earth in terms of size or mass, if you will, while Planet Nine is like more a super Earth with 5 Earth masses or so. Here we are looking at some much smaller in mass, Earth-like, and also with orbits in general closer to the Sun. So in other words, perturbing more importantly the whole Kuiper Belt. That's why we named Kuiper Belt Planet. But it's actually very akin to Planet X scenarios, which were proposed in the past.
David, you have a question. We have a couple of minutes.
Yes. Is this generally accepted that there might be objects like this in the Kuiper Belt? Is this a generally accepted theory in astronomy?
Do you refer to the population group, different groups of transmitting objects?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, it's a very well accepted idea. Perhaps the only new one is the high inclined population, which is slowly getting more discussions. But in general, these populations are well accepted. They are very strong observational constraints.
Do you have another explanation besides a Kuiper Belt planet? Is there anything in the formation of the solar system that could explain such odd activity in the Kuiper Belt? Anything else?
Well, there are some ideas in the literature. For example, when the solar system formed about 4.6 billion years ago, perhaps with the influence of nearby stars and galactic perturbations, perhaps some objects like Sedna, as I mentioned, but they were forming this manner. But the problem is that these models, they don't explain all the populations we discussed before. All these details in the Kuiper Belt.
In other words, one passing planet might do one or two of these odd behavior TNO objects, but not all four odd. The high inclination, the one at 90 degrees, the one at 45 degrees, the one that's detached, and the one that's in resonance. All of those things can't be explained by a passing planet. You have to have something in orbit.
A passing star.
Passing star.
Or galactic.
Passing star.
So, yes, that's a good point, because in our model, well, one of the strengths of the model is exactly that. We can explain roughly all these properties at the same time.
What we need here is a probe to get lucky, David. New Horizon would have been the appropriate probe. So in our final 2 minutes, Patrick, we have a game that we play in Hotel Mars. We give you an unlimited budget. What would you like to see to confirm your speculation, the model of some unseen planet? Is there anything you can imagine we could do now to find it?
Okay. Firstly, from the theoretical perspective, of course, this is just one paper, so we need to improve the model. We need to study in more detail. Other groups, it would be interesting that they can, if they could also investigate with models and simulation in order to refine the model, trying to refine the possible orbits and masses of this Earth-like planet. That one approach. And including myself, I'd like to follow up, continue this research in order to have more details to improve it, because it's not perfect, of course. And the second one is that we need to I'm very actually skeptical about my own model. So it's a theoretical model. It's, of course, right. It does a lot of predictions. And right. Predictions are very important because they can validate or falsify a model. So we need to observe. So that's also perhaps an obvious point, but we need to try to find the planet in the first place in order to confirm that the model is correct. Alternatively, we need to find these objects, new transmitting objects that are predicted by the model.
Patrick Sophia Lukavka of Kindle University, Department of Applied Sociology. He's an astronomer looking for something we haven't found yet to explain our own solar system. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables, bright-eyed berry, or up and apple flavors.
Bright-eyed berries got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and apple, your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.